98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little
FM. I'd really hope that when Jason Derulo performs live that he just sings his name at the start of every single song.
Yeah,
do you know
should.
What I mean? He really, really should. Little wins. Good morning to Amy in Rialto who says, my little win is I put down a deposit on my summer holiday last night.
Oh, brilliant.
Amy, that couldn't be better timing, really, could it?
I know, you need something to look forward
you
to.
You do. Katie in Glenageary, good morning. My little win is my pay increase kicked in.
Go on,
Katie.
Deserved.
And Brian in Smithfield says, my little win is I used my wife's fancy shower gel the other morning.
No. Guys.
Good for you, Brian. I'd say your wife be fuming.
Oh, yeah. I always know when Nathan uses me fancy shampoo. I sniff his hair.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, were you using the Olaplex, were you? Oh, yeah. I'm like, your shampoo's ran out. What are you using? Oh, sure looking. Here's Janet.
My little win this morning is while my husband was looking for a letter, he came across a voucher that we had forgotten and he came upstairs to me today and he says to me, look, I just found this voucher. There's €500 on it.
What?
Wow. That's not just a voucher. That's hefty.
€500? Janet, that's amazing. I'm so glad you found it now. I feel like you really need it in January.
Yeah. Oh, don't spend it wisely.
Good for you.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My name is Caitlin. My little win is that yesterday I managed to crochet halfway through my doll. Shout out to my mom, dad and sister.
Caitlin, that's absolutely amazing.
Caitlin, that's so impressive.
What a skill to have.
Yeah, so good.
Good morning to Paul.
It's a small win, but yesterday when I was in McDonald's, ordered the 6 chicken nuggets and out came 7. So, small win, but nonetheless, very welcome. Have a great day.
Oh, I love that.
That's a perfect little win. Small win is a little win.
It really is. Here's Viola.
My little win of the day, 20 years ago, I moved to Ireland. Happy anniversary.
Oh, congratulations. Viola, 20 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, big milestone for you. And here's Denise.
Hi, Denise here. My little win was my son was not in college yesterday, so he cooked the dinner, so I got a day off. Cook and have a lovely day.
Oh, brilliant.
Lovely stuff.
And I hope you have a few leftovers for today so you don't need to cook again.
Always tastes better, doesn't it?
I've had leftovers the last 2 nights.
Have you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Adele tastes better.
Oh, sorry, you told me.
Anyway, brilliant stuff. Guys, thank you all so much for your little wins. Janet, Caitlin, Paul, Viola, Denise, we are going to send you out a 98FM pop socket and a 98FM trolley key.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Oh, good morning to you. A few moments ago, we were chatting about how a stage adaptation of The Traitors has been announced. The Traitors is brilliant, but it's absolutely everywhere.
They're cashing in.
Oh, they are. So The Traitors, they're swapping the turret for the stage. We're hoping there's going to be a few whispery covers.
Yeah, from The Turret treading the boards.
They'd have to. Do you think it's going to be original music?
Probably, unless they can get the rights.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how
some
these
ballad,
things work.
Traitor or faithful. Yeah. Traitful.
Oh, sorry.
Cat
that's
Amongst the Pigeons would be great
a
dance break.
Huge number. Yeah.
Really much. And Ross just couldn't be. Wait.
Yeah.
No, Paul just couldn't
be my son. But Ross is.
But Ross is, etc.
You don't need to be a sailor head to know how to tie a rope.
Sorry.
We've named all the songs.
There are so many possibilities. Call us if you'd like us to write any.
Yeah.
But Brendan, I've got 5 musicals here and a brief description of them. And I would love for you to tell me if they are real or fake.
Okay. I'm a fan of a musical. So hopefully I'll be okay at this.
I think you're going to be. You actually go to the different stage shows quite a lot. Okay, yeah. First up,
yeah.
Titanic the musical. Instead of a straight adaptation, this show is framed as Celine Dion hijacking a Titanic museum tour to tell the real story of what happened on the ship, claiming she was actually there the whole time.
Lads, that is 100% real because I went to see it in London and it is one of the funniest things I've ever been to.
Well done.
Rose's mother is played by a bearded man. It is. No, it's ridiculous.
Next up, Brendan, we have Shucked, which is a corn-themed musical. This entire premise is a fable about a small town whose corn shop starts dying. It's essentially 2 hours of relentless corn puns and high-energy country pop music.
Oh, now I was going to say, I hope that's not real because it sounds boring, but the high-energy country music sounds good. I'm going to say that's not real. Oh,
that
no.
That is a real musical.
Okay, I'm there for the songs, maybe.
Well, okay, next musical. Up, Brendan. Gwyneth Goes Skiing, a musical based entirely on the 2023 court case between Gwyneth Paltrow and a retired optometrist. Did I say that right? Over a ski slope collision. It's heavy on the satire. It features singing deer and it captures the whole goopness of the trial.
I think I heard about that before. That is real.
You are absolutely correct. I think it came to Dublin. Did we interview someone from that musical?
I think we did.
Okay, so you've got 2 out of 5 so far.
Okay.
Next up, Jerry Springer, the opera. High art meets the lowest common denominator. Features a segment where Jerry goes to hell to adjudicate a fight between Satan and God. And it caused absolute mayhem when it premiered.
My friends went to see that. That is real.
Brendan, did they?
Yeah. Yeah,
no
yeah,
way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, 3 out of 5. Your final musical is called Street of Dreams, the Coronation Street Musical. This is a glitter-covered tribute to 50 years of Northern grit, featuring a giant-scale model of the cobbles and a cast of soap's legends singing about their various divorces and murders. It features Bette Lynch in leopard print and a live orchestra. Do you think this is real or fake?
I don't think that's real.
That is a real musical.
Wow.
Would you go see Street of Dreams?
I would go and see Street of Dreams, yeah.
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 Well,
so they're all real.
I'd probably go for seeing all of them.
Yeah, all of them. Titanic needs to come to Dublin.
I hope it does, Brendan.
So funny.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Insane glamour.
Traitors cloaks.
And a soundproof booth.
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to a very wet edition of your favourite game, Matchy Matchy. It is your chance to win massive prizes by sending either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and saying the same 3 words at us. As us. Fingers crossed we can get a win this morning. Here's AI Us with more.
That beep you hear at the till.
That's you spending your €200 grocery voucher.
Win a Dyson Airwrap.
Race away with a motor racing voucher.
Win a cheese board and designer candle.
Become a traitor with these official traitor's cloaks.
Grab a spoon for your new soup maker.
Grab your muscles for this powerful massage gun.
And make new friends as you hang out and feed a gang of alpacas.
Win, win, win. Or is Matchy Matchy?
I was like, is that a massage gun or is that an animal?
Is that what an alpaca sounds like? Who knew? Not me.
Oh, absolutely gas. And good morning to Carl in Sutton, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Carl, how's it going?
Good morning to you. How are you?
Carl, we are good, thanks. I believe you have a bus full of 98FM fans this morning.
Major 98FM fans, would you believe?
That's what we like to hear.
The excitement is getting the better of them at the moment. Now we're getting a bit giddy here and smiley.
Aww, love it, Carl.
Brilliant. So, Carl, you're a bus driver. What are the roads like this morning? It's very, very wet out there.
It's horrendous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've nothing but floods and very slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to get around at the moment.
Okay.
But,
where are you driving to, Carl? Where are you on the way to?
We started in Artane, we're now in Sutton, then we're going to Clontarf, and then we're going to Raheny, and then we're going to Artane. So We're halfway into the route at the moment.
Okay, good man, Carl. You'll get there.
It's all go. You will. And let's try and give you some incredible prizes now. We've been playing this game of Matchy Matchy for months. Have you had a think about who you'd like to play with this morning?
Who are we playing with, Ruby? Rebecca? We're playing with Rebecca.
Go on, Ruby. Ruby's called us. Off to the soundproof booth. Let's get a win with Carl.
You're going after the boot now, okay? Okay.
Carl, who else have you got on the bus with you this morning?
Well, we've Ruby and we've Deirdre and we're on the way to get Rebecca and Cara.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, Carl, let's get you a win in Matchy Matchy this morning. Your first word is lip.
First word is which?
Lip. L-I-P. Lip.
Lip. Mm. First word is lip.
Fire?
Fire, Ruby. Lit fire. You saying fire?
Fire.
Yeah.
Lip. L-I-P. Lip.
Oh, lip.
Yeah,
oh,
as lip. In the things on your face.
Oh, lip. Gloss. Lip gloss, you say. We're saying lip gloss.
Lip gloss. Okay, your second word is Irish.
Irish.
Ireland. Irish dancing.
Dancing. Yeah, Irish dancing.
Irish dancing.
Okay. And I'm in the middle here, Brad.
I love this. You're just the middle man, Carl.
Yeah, at the moment, yeah.
Excellent. Your third word is mint. M-I-N-T. Mint.
Mint. Mint. Sweet. Mint sweets.
Mint sweets.
Yes.
Okay. After lip, you're saying gloss. After Irish, you said dancing. And after mint, you said sweets.
Yes.
Carl, Deirdre and Ruby, are we locking those in?
Well, are we locking them in? Yes, please.
We're locking them in. Here we go.
Here we go.
We're locked in and we're getting Rebecca back to the studio from the soundproof booth.
Hello.
How are you? How was that?
Oh, a little umbrella in there this morning.
Oh, very good. Adorable. A day for
needed.
The ducks. Okay, let's get you a Matchy Matchy with Carl on the bus this morning. Your first word is lip. L-I-P, lip.
Lipstick.
Your second word is Irish.
Irish. I'm stuck between two. I'm going to say Irish flag.
And your third word is mint.
Mint?
Mint.
Mint. Oh, that's tough. Mint. Mint. Oh, guys, this is one of these words I've just gone blank.
Mm-hmm.
Mint. Oh, will I just say mint flavor?
Oh. Have you got a Matchy Matchy with Carl on the bus this morning?
Sorry. Did we get any?
None this morning. Oh. After lip, the guy said lip gloss.
Yes, I was thinking that.
Irish dancing.
Oh, guys, stop it.
And mint sweets. Oh. Mint was tough.
Mint. I was going to say mint ice cream.
Mint gum. I don't know.
I was going to say gloss and dancing. I don't know if that makes things any better.
Carl, Deirdre and Ruby, thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy this morning. And for being such big fans of 98FM and listening
thank
every day.
Thank you for listening, guys.
We're going to send you some 98FM goodie bags that you can share with the whole bus.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you so much.
Cheers, Carl. Thanks, Deirdre and Ruby.
Have a great day, guys.
Have a great day. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning. If you would like to play Matchy Matchy, you can WhatsApp 0877 98 98
98. 98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Tuesday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, you'll know our next guest from House of Guinness and from Small Town Big Story. And now, Niamh McCormack is heading back to the stage, starring in The Crucible at the Gaiety.
Niamh, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Oh, it's good to have you here, Niamh. We will talk all about the Crucible, obviously. But first, let's just have a quick chat about House of Guinness. Yes. What was it like? The reaction to such a big show?
Oh my God, I don't think you can really comprehend it. I think even now, it's just so much has happened since it came out and we filmed it so long ago. And I think for Irish people just to have, you know, to see kind of themselves and characters and the story of Ireland being told, and especially people liking my character, just makes you feel really good. Yeah. I'm just happy to be here and celebrating strong Irish women.
Absolutely.
We love it.
You're so brilliant in House of Guinness.
Thank
Do you think
you.
There's going to be a second season? Are you allowed to say?
I can't say anything. I can't.
Okay.
I want to.
Would you like there to be?
I'd love to go back and like just explore the characters and the depth that they go to and just what they can do.
Mm.
I mean, Stephen Knight just really creates such an immersive world. So I'd love to discover what else he has up his sleeve.
Okay.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
We've everything crossed for that.
Yeah.
But you're going to be in the Gaiety from next month. The Crucible. For anyone like me, I didn't study this in school.
Mm.
For anyone like me, what's the general gist of the story?
So it is Arthur Miller's infamous play set in 1692 about the Salem witch trials.
Yes.
This is very,
very
up your street.
Yeah. It's a brilliant play.
Okay.
It's absolutely fantastic. And it's my first ever play.
Is
Never
it?
Done a play. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So what are the rehearsals like for you at the moment? Because it's a big change from being on screen to on stage.
Yeah, I think we just talk a lot about the play, which is really interesting. I was saying about when we're rehearsing on film, I don't think you kind of speak as much about the characters and the story. It's more internal, I think.
Mm.
And then stage, you're all in the same boat. You're all driving that ship every night. So you're very much, you know, in communication with each other about the themes and what your character is doing and what you don't think they're doing. And it's just different. It's very different. And I'm having a ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you learned about then kind of working on stage so far, even though it's early days? Like, are you the kind of thing that you prefer it now to maybe TV and film or?
Very different.
Okay.
I think film acting is a lot more internal and stage acting is external. You know, you have to reach that person at the back of the auditorium or the theatre and you have to make sure everyone can hear you and see what you're going through. And I think film it's all happening inside and the camera is going to catch everything, even if you don't want it to see what's going on. You can't hide from the camera.
Yeah.
On stage, you can hide.
Yeah.
You don't want to, though. You want to make sure they can hear you and see you. So it's just, I think, using those tools in different ways. So I don't know what I prefer. They're both very, very different.
Yeah.
And I'm both really, really like
How amazing is it that you're doing both?
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Let's see.
Yeah.
I don't know now. It hasn't gone on yet, so hopefully.
Now, I think at this point in January, we're done saying Happy New Year. But you've any nice plans for 2026?
I need to drive. I need to learn how to drive.
Oh, you and me both.
Oh, babe.
Rebecca just passed a couple of months ago.
Oh my God, got on.
I only started driving about 2 years ago. I started like the theory test and the lessons and everything. But the wait for the test was so long that actually took a while.
Yeah.
But I'm 34 and I left it till later in life. But it's the best thing I ever did. I wish I did it sooner.
I know.
Because once you get into the zone and you just get your lessons and you find an instructor that you connect with, you'll just do it. You absolutely will. People used to put me off. They go, oh, it's so hard driving an X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yes, it is. But I mean, once you've got your wits about you and you're looking at the roads and you're being careful, you'll do it.
You'll do it.
You'll do it.
The
definitely.
Thing that keeps putting me off is people go, oh, you need to learn a manual. I'm like, no. All cars are automatic
now.
Go away
from
me.
Exactly. That's the future. It's automatic.
I
did this last year. My mum was teaching me how to drive and I did crash her car.
Oh.
And it really kind of put me off.
Fair enough. That
It felt like I was driving a go-kart.
It was
like
the instructor's car.
Yeah, honestly, my mum was like, are you joking me? I got a bit cocky in the car.
Okay.
I was like, oh, this is class, because it was an automatic and she has a mini.
Yeah.
So it really just felt like I was in a go-kart and I pressed the accelerator instead of the brake and just right into a pole.
Okay.
So
you've learned from it.
I've learned from it.
Here we are again. You've learned.
Come here.
You've got a 6 week run at the Gaiety. What are you going to do on your days off in between shows? Like what are your favourite things to do around Dublin?
I want to go walk on the beach.
Yeah.
I want to go up to Killiney and walk in nature.
Wow.
I mean, I live in London now. I've moved back for the play. And I really just want to like revisit all the things I used to do before I moved away.
Yes.
And really go back to like, I don't know, where I came from.
Yes.
Just revisit it. Because I am definitely more patriotic since moving to London.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm back. I'm like, it's a full circle moment. Here I am.
Reconnecting with your roots.
Yeah, honestly.
And Niamh, what's next for you after you do your 6 run stint in the Gaiety? Do you have any other projects that you're working on that you can tell us about?
I can't say anything.
Oh.
I actually can't. I wish.
That's really exciting because that makes us think there's something big happening for you.
Fingers crossed. You know, it's really funny because I don't even know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it happens very fast. It's very unpredictable. You can hear like in a week and then you could be filming the next week.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
And are you good with the unexpected?
Oh, God. I mean,
are you? You kind of have to be.
You have to be. You have to just, like, it's all about perception, I think.
Mm.
Just fill your time up when you're not working, like, visit your friends and your family and work on yourself.
Yeah.
And mentally as well, I think. It's just...
And the driving lessons.
Yeah, and the driving lessons.
And the driving lessons.
And I didn't tell you about all the other New Year's resolutions that I won't.
No, go on.
Oh, no, I just have to... No.
Tell us, please. Do you know what mine is this year?
I do it every year. What is yours? What
no,
is yours?
I have started to take the stairs in work every morning.
Oh, okay.
That's
a good one,
eh? It's a small one.
But it's achievable.
Yeah.
See, mine
I mean,
is...
I am like a hippopotamus when I get to the fourth floor. I'm like...
Yeah.
Brendan,
yeah.
Fair play. That's four flights of stairs every single morning. And you walk down the stairs on the way out.
Not necessarily.
I've got that lift. You.
What's your other one?
I just need to cook well.
Great.
I want to start juicing. Cheese, everything. It's too much.
That's very January.
I'm not
going to
be. It's not. Yeah, and it's not a February thing. No. It's not the rest of the year thing. Yeah, exactly.
Niamh, fantastic to talk to you. The Crucible. It's at the Gaiety from February 9th to March 21st. Tickets are available now. Niamh McCormack, thank you for coming to see us.
Thank you for having me, lads.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.